It was a bitter and close contest in the 10th Congressional District yesterday, but in the end, the seat is staying Democratic. By a margin of 47-42%, Bill Keating defeated Republican Jeff Perry, who had the best chance in years to add a red tinge to the state's all-blue congressional delegation. WBUR's David Boeri starts his report on the vote at the Keating campaign in Quincy last night.
As the returns were starting to come in, the DJ at Bill Keating's campaign party was tuning the mixtape of celebratory rock and pop. Loose music for a tight race, where the most emotional supporters seemed on the side of Republican Jeff Perry. Down on the Cape, Perry was already on the stage to pump up his party.
And see if this wave that I'm feeling in here, this wave is going to come across this country and return us to conservative values.
Perry was winning the smaller towns, Chatham and Kingston, Bourne, Norwell, Yarmouth, in his hometown of Sandwich. The Tony and Republican-tilting towns of Cohasset and Hingham came in for Keating, the Democrat. He took Falmouth, too, and Plymouth. It was tight, all right, but Keating was confident in his field operation to get out the vote.
We did it the hard way and the old-fashioned way. We knocked on doors, and we identified votes.
From Quincy, down the South Shore, and out onto the Cape, the tide had seemed to be going out on Democrats. In the Senate race last winter, Republican Scott Brown had won the district by 20%. Democrats were disheartened.
We knew what the message was. It was jobs. It was putting people back to work. But people were discouraged, and they didn't think politics could do that. And we had to knock on their doors.
And while knocking on those doors, the Keating campaign was also banging on the incident to which Jeff Perry, a former police sergeant, was connected by the actions of a subordinate police officer in Wareham. Over in the Perry camp last night, supporter Judy Green was bitter.
I'm really disappointed that people believed the lies that were constantly out there about the girl situation.
The girl situation, also known as the strip search, abbreviated how you might, it seemed to cast a shadow. But another small town came in for Perry. Tight was the race until in came Quincy, the city and the kingmaker. Keating won it by about 8,000 votes, more than 60% of the vote. Game's over, pronounced longtime Congressman Bill Delahunt, who's leaving the seat come January.
Bill Keating will be the next member of Congress from the 10th Congressional District, and he will join an all-Democratic congressional delegation.
Cue the DJ, bring up the arena rock, and bring on the congressman-elect. Keating declared victory before Jeff Perry ever conceded defeat, which he eventually did on the other side of the Cape Cod Canal.
We have talked about our shared concerns for the country, and we gave the people a real choice. And for that, I will be ever grateful to all of you.
Looking beyond the bitterness of the issue of the strip search, Perry supporters like Tim Connolly marveled that they'd almost won.
I think that the liberal and Democrat machines should watch the Tea Party and conservative types, because that's where America's moving. And Jeff is a part of that.
Back at Keating's party, outgoing Congressman Bill Delahunt made his own declaration.
What we are witnessing is the end of the so-called Scott Brown effect here in Massachusetts.
To the winner go both the spoils and the last word. And Keating said his victory was about making the case against disillusionment.
Do you think your efforts brought people out to vote Democrats who might have sat it out
otherwise? Absolutely.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.